Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Something I don't like saying about things, but that's the way it is.
Trump finally sees our pandemic reality, but it's not his only problem. Today, we'll discuss that. Plus, Trump offers well wishes to Ghislaine Maxwell, and the U.S. demands China close its consulate in Houston. Hi, everyone. I'm Nia Malika Henderson, a senior political reporter here at CNN, and this is The Daily DC. While Trump offered a more level-headed and reality-based approach to COVID-19, at least during his first pandemic briefing in many, many, many weeks, the Republican Party seemed to be caught in an untimely game of whack-a-mole. So if they thought that off-script Trump was their bigger problem, he was probably just overshadowing the larger party unity problem. Congressional Republicans are struggling overall with their approach to this urgent health and economic crisis of COVID-19. They just can't seem to get on the same page, not only the same page as each other, but also with the president. And this is a big, big shift for a party that has been fairly unified under President Trump. Republicans are sniping at each other over support for Dr. Anthony Fauci and insufficient support for Trump. But the big, big fight that has consequences for average Americans is over a massive stimulus bill of about $1 trillion. The president, he wants a payroll tax cut, but many GOP senators don't want that payroll tax cut. The White House doesn't want new funding for testing, but most GOP senators do want more money for testing, which they see as crucial to defeating the virus. And then there are just concerns about the overall level of spending, this big price tag of $1 trillion. And this is particularly problematic for a party that for years has professed to care about debt and deficits.
We still don't know the details of this initial proposal, but as it's written right now, I'm not only a no, I'm a hell no.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has always been pretty much part of what might be called the hell no GOP caucus, but this time it is different. There's a pandemic, for one. The economy is cratering with businesses, state and local governments, and households feeling the strain every day. People trying to figure out how to pay their bills, how to pay the rent, how to pay their car payment. And there's just about, 100 days away till we get to November, and we're looking at a president whose polls are absolutely terrible. And all of that has led to a lot of uncertainty among the GOP, who were unified behind Trump because of his strong poll numbers. But now they find themselves with a weakened president and an urgent crisis. Here's what else matters today. Trump offers well wishes to Ghislaine Maxwell. If you caught the briefing at all last night, you probably saw the moment that a reporter asked Trump about his thoughts on indicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. She was a known friend and associate to Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm wondering, do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, but I wish her well.
I'm just going to read from the indictment in USA versus Ghislaine Maxwell. It's 18 pages long, and this is from page 3. Beginning in at least 1994, Ghislaine Maxwell, the defendant, enticed and groomed multiple minor girls to engage in sex acts with Jeffrey Epstein through a variety of means and methods. Maxwell was arrested earlier this month and has been charged with conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, among other counts. That's who President Trump wished well. And in yet another example of the deteriorating relationship between the U.S. and China, the U.S. has ordered the consulate in Houston to close, quote, in order to protect American intellectual property and Americans' private information, according to a State Department spokesman. Earlier this week, police in Houston said they responded to reports of smoke in the courtyard outside the consulate, and videos later emerged of what appeared to be officials inside the compound burning documents. China reportedly has just 72 hours to close the consulate and has vowed to retaliate. That does it for today's edition of The Daily DC. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.